Hallelujah. We praise and thank God that we have ended the third day and the last day of our spiritual convocation.
感谢神，我们已经顺利地完成前三天的灵恩布道会。
And I truly praise and thank God I can be here to have fellowship with all of you.
我真的由衷地感谢神，让我能够在此与大家一同聚会。
So this morning we'd like to continue to study transforming our lives.
所以今天想继续与大家一同研讨如何变化我们的生命。
Let's turn the book of Matthew chapter 7.
请翻开马太福音第七章。
Chapter 7 verse 21 to verse 23.
马太福音七章二十三节到二十七节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 21.
二十一节。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Verse 22.
二十二节。
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, done many wonders in your name? Verse 23.
二十三节。
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me.You who practice lawlessness. So even though the last four nights we share this during evangelical service,
即便在过去的四晚，我们以这段经文来分享。
But these three verses pertaining to every single one of us.
虽然它是用在布道会，但是它却适用于在座的每一个人。
Because every single one of us, we are the chosen people of God.
因为我们每一个人都是神所拣选的子民。
That is why we be able to prophesy in the name of Jesus.
因此，我们必须要奉主的名来传道。
That's why we be able to cast out demons in the name of Jesus.
并且奉主的名赶鬼。
That's why we be able to perform miracles and signs in the name of Jesus.
并且奉神的名行神迹奇事。
If we look at all the other churches in the world,
如果我们看到全世界其他的教派，
True Jesus Church are the church that use the name of Jesus the most.
然后真耶稣教会是使用耶稣的名最多的教会。
Because we know deep down inside our hearts,
因为在我们内心深处我们明白，
The name of Jesus is so powerful.
耶稣的名是大有全能的。
But makes you on the end days.
但是我们必须要确定在末日的时候。在神审判大日
that we be able to enter the kingdom of heaven.
然后每一个人都能够进入天堂。
That's why the last 2 days we have shared with one another transforming our lives.
这也就是为什么这几天我们来探讨如何来转变我们的生命。
Why? Just to do God's will.
为什么？因为我们要奉神的旨意。
That's why we need to go up to the mountain.
所以我们必须要来到山上。
And so we can truly cultivate ourselves.
我们才能够灵修我们自己。
So we can become the salt and the light of the world.
我们才能够成为世上的盐和光。
And that is God's will.
然后我们才能够明白神的旨意。
And that's why we have learned with one another.
所以我们必须要彼此学习。
Our righteousness has exceeded the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee.
我们的义必须要超过文士和法利赛人的义。
And that is the will of God.
这就是神的旨意。
And we have learned with one another.
我们也必须要彼此学习。
That when we pray, when we do good deeds, we must do in secret.
当我们行善的时候，不可让他人知道。
Because this is the will of God.
因为这是神的旨意。
Even though we know our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为虽然我们知道主耶稣。
But make sure we do His will.
但是我们更要确定我们有按神的旨意而行。
There's an older sister.
然后所以所有的姐妹。
And she's quite stubborn.
然后有的时候可能有些固执。
And sometimes during council meetings.
然后在职务会的时候。
She always insists in her way.
她常常很坚持自己的意见。
And if people don't listen to her way, she always gets very upset and sometimes even walk out of the meeting.
如果其他人不采纳她的意见，她会气愤的离席。
So one time she had a dream or a vision.
然后这位姐妹有一天做了一个异梦。
She was on a roadside.
她在路旁。
And she was running ahead of everybody.
她在跑在众人的前面。
And during the time she would feel so happy.
那时候她觉得非常的快乐。
Because she feels she ahead of everybody.
因为她觉得她领先群雄。
But on end of this road.
然而在 路的尽头
She saw a big beautiful house
她看见有一个很漂亮的房子
It's very beautiful
非常豪华
But then there's all the gate around it and she cannot enter to it
然而这个房子却被许多门给锁了起来她进不去
And at the time she does not understand why
那时候她不了解为什么
Then as she tried to meditate on why can she not get into this house and thenShe saw Lord Jesus Christ on the other side of the gate.
当她开始思考为什么她无法进入这个豪宅的时候，她看见主耶稣出现在这房子另外一头。
So Jesus Christ told her pretty much, "My way is the only way."
然后主耶稣跟他说，我的旨意，我的道路是唯一的道路。
And praise and thank God, God loved her very much.
感谢主，神非常的爱她。
Even though she was very zealous for God.
虽然她为主热心。
And for sure she loved God very much.
我也相信她非常的爱神。
But if she continued to insist on her in her ways.
然而她却不断的固执己见。
Then on the end, actually she cannot enter this kingdom of heaven.
然后最后她却无法进入神的天国。
So that's why God loved her so much.
也因为神非常的爱她。
He pretty much told her that you must change.
所以神在意象中提醒他必须要改变他的做事方法。
That he must follow Jesus' way.
他必须要走耶稣的道路。
And for every single one of us, we must be like this.
所以我们每一个人也当如此。
We mention and encourage one another over and over again.
我们不断的互相勉励。
That our opinion is nothing if it's not Christ-centered.
我们的想法如果不是合乎道理的话，那都算不了什么。
If we think in Acts chapter 15,
如果我们看《使徒行传》十五章
，During time the elders and apostles came together and talk about circumcision.
当时候使徒开会讨论割礼的事情。
So in the beginning there arose a great dispute.
在当时候大家是充满的议
争论。Of course they argue with one another.
他们互相的议论。
But on the end, what was the conclusion?
然而在最后他们的结论
Because on the end they say it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and good to us that we lay no greater burden for the Gentile.
因为到最后他们说按圣灵的定义我们看来是好的我们不当将这重担加在外邦人身上。
Yes, in church we will express our different opinions.
的确在教会里面我们每个人都有各自的想法。
But make sure on the end we seek for God's way.
但是最后我们最终的目标是要寻求神的旨意和道理。
So that's why it's so important for us to transform ourselves.
因此要改变要提升我们自己是非常重要的。
That's why in chapter 6 verse 14 and 15.
这也就是在第六章14节和15节。
We must be able to forgive other people.
提到说我们必须要彼此饶恕。
And this is God's will.
因为这是神的旨意。
And then verse 19-20, Jesus talking about lay up treasure in heaven and not on earth.
然后第十九节到二十节提到说，我们要积财宝在天。
And this is also God's will.
因为这也是神的旨意。
And verse 25 to verse 34 is talking about how we should seek the kingdom of God first.
然后二十五节到三十四节提到说，我们要先求神的国和神的义。
And do not worry about tomorrow.
然后我们不要为明天忧虑。
Because God will truly take care of us.
因为神会看顾。
But we must have faith.
但是我们必须要有信心。
And to have faith, it is God's will.
有信心是神的旨意。
But if we cannot do all these things,
但是我们靠自己没有办法
做成。If we cannot transform ourselves to be able to forgive other people,
除非我们能够转变自己来为他人牺牲。
If we cannot transform ourselves to the point that we lay only treasure and on earth,
如果说我们没有办法改变自己，只积财宝在地上。
If we cannot transform to the point we should not worry about tomorrow,
如果我们没有办法转变到能够不为明天忧虑。
And then we have not done God's will.
这样子我们就没有做按神的旨意而行。
And also in chapter
7, 第七章
verse 1 to verse 6,
第一节到第六节
we must transform to the point that we should not judge other people.
我们需提升自己到不论待人的境界。
Because if we want to compare ourselves to others, actually, that's not the way to do it.
如果我们总是活在比较的心态，那是不对的。
Because when we compare ourselves to others, we always pick the one who are weaker faith than we are.
因为我们常常会比找一些比我们弱的人来跟我们自己比。
But compare ourselves to our Lord Jesus Christ.
但如果我们跟神比。
And only then we can see that, wow, we have the plank in our eyes, so we have no right to judge anyone.
我们才能明白说我们自己眼中的刺是我们眼中的梁木是不让我们不能够去论断别人的。
So this is all the transformation we must do.
所以这是我们当追求的自我提升。
If we cannot accomplish this,
如果我们没有办法做到
then on the end day it's very difficult to enter the kingdom of heaven.
在神的审判日的时候我们就很难进入神的国。
Because even we be able to transform to all of this,
所以即便说我们愿意来做自我的改变
there's three other obstacles that we encounter that not allow us to enter the kingdom of heaven.
人有三个最主要的一个障碍，让我们无法进入天国。
Because we can see the reason these people could not enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为我们可以看出当时他们之所以不能进入天国的原因。
Because verse 13-14 said they enter by the narrow gate.
因为十四节到十四节提到说我们要进窄门。
Because wide the gate will lead to destruction.
因为那宽广的路是通往毁灭的道路。
You can see nowadays many Christians.
They
always want the easy way.
You
come to church once a week, 1 hour is enough.
来, 每个礼拜来教会一个星期,
that is the easy way. If you confess Jesus as your Savior, then you will be saved. This is the easy way.
如果说我们称耶稣是救主, 就能够得救, 这也是简单的。
If you sin against God, all you need to do is repent and then you will be saved.
如果我们犯罪得罪神, 只要向神悔改, 就能得救, 这样是简单的。
Of course, this is all the narrow way.
但这不是那窄路, 窄门。
The narrow way is very difficult.
窄门是难走的。
So, but for us,
但对我们来说,
that's why so many other churches, they use stadium, right, to preach the sermon.
有许多教会他们用运动场来传福音。
But actually, our members are very few.
但是我们的信徒人少, 人数少。
But one of our members is greater than 60,000 of the members outside.
但是我们一个信徒的价值却远胜于外面的1,000位信徒。
Why? Because we are truly children of God.
因为我们是神真正的儿女。
That's why Jesus said to the disciples,
因此神对他的门徒说,
of all the prophets, no one is greater than John the Baptist.
在所有的先知众先知当中, 没有一个人大过施洗约翰。
But the least one in the kingdom of God is greater than he.
然而在神国里最小的一位却比施洗约翰还要大。
Why? Because John is born of a woman.
为什么? 因为约翰是妇人所生的。
But we are born of God.
但是我们是神所生的。
Because we have born through baptism.
因为我们受过洗礼的重生。
So don't let other people despise us.
所以不要让其他人轻看我们。
Because we are the one truly are children of God.
因为我们是神真实的儿女。
That's why we truly have the spiritual eye to see the things that God wants us to see.
也因此我们才能够有属灵的眼光看见神要我们做的事。
Can see how wonderful we are.
我们可以看到说我们在神眼中是多么美好。
Not because of ourselves.
并不是因为我们自己。
But because God has mercy on us.
而是因为神的怜悯。
So that's why when we conduct ourselves, we should not be like the people in the world. We must transform our life every single day. Because the people in the world, they do not know our Lord Jesus Christ. They do not understand our Lord Jesus Christ. But our Lord Jesus Christ is our Father. And every single week we know about Him, we learn about Him. It's only right we should transform ourselves. But of course, sometimes we also have doubt.
然而我们有的时候也会怀疑,
is this church the only true church?
我们的教会是真的教会吗?
For me, I have no doubt.
对我来言, 我没有疑惑,
because I went to many different churches before.
因为我之前曾去过许多不同的教会,
even though our church is mostly Asian here in the United States.
即便这间教会是美国的亚洲人教会,
many times people say they were a Chinese church.
许多人都会说我们教会是中国人的教会,
but go to Hawaii.
但是你去夏威夷,
our brother and sister did all English speaking.
在那边的弟兄姐妹都说英文,
and go to Africa.
然后去澳洲,
all the brother and sister, they're African.
都是非洲的教会都是非洲的弟兄姐妹。
And when they kneel down and pray,
当他们跪下来祷告的时候,
you can't help but to feel so joyful.
然后你能够感受到灵里的喜乐,
because their tongue is exactly the same as our tongue.
因为我们所说的是相同的灵言,
and they worship the same God as we worship.
然后我们也是一同 敬拜那天上唯一的真神。
When you go there, you feel like really you are one family.
当你到非洲的时候, 你会发现我们是一家人。
So that's why we should have no doubt at all.
因此我们不应当怀疑。
Of course, sometimes we see our brother and sister are not so loving.
有的时候我们会觉得有些弟兄姐妹不是那么可爱。
Sometimes we are weak in faith.
有的时候我们信心也会软弱。
But it doesn't matter.
但那没有关系。
Why? Because we still are God's children.
因为我们还是神的孩子。
So that's why we must think and reflect.
所以因此我们要自我反省。
The minute we do not know the God that we worship,
然后有的时候我们可能不知道怎样敬拜神,
and then we do not know who we are.
因为我们不知道神是谁。
If we do not know who we are, then it's impossible for us to do the things that we should do.
如果我们不明白自己的身份, 我们就不明白自己当怎么行。
When I first came to know our Lord Jesus Christ,
当我起初来认识耶稣的时候,
I think the first year really our Lord Jesus Christ closed my eyes. I do not see any kind of weaknesses in church at all.
在第一年的时候, 神保守我的眼睛, 所以我没有看见教会的软弱。
But when 1 year is up,
但是一年过去了,
wow, I can't believe I see so many weaknesses in our church.
我很惊讶地发现教会里竟然有许多的软弱。
Even at one point, my wife said, "Woody, how can this be the true church of God?"
然后甚至我太太会说 ，Woody， 为什么这个教会会说他们是神的真教会呢
？Why we see brother going to casino?
因为我们看到有弟兄去赌场。
And brother and sister date outside the church.
然后有弟兄姐妹与外邦人约会。
And brother and sister lies.
然后甚至弟兄姐妹会说谎。
And only in church they are so nice to one another, but behind we talk bad about one another.
只有在会堂在教会里面的时候才会彼此相爱，到了会堂外面就彼此批判。
Of course, maybe some of us we also see this kind of thing.
然后或许我们在座的人也看过类似的情况。
But let's not disqualify church to be the true church of God.
然而我们的软弱却不会使我们教会。却影响我们教会真教会的地位。
That's why one time a sister she was praying.
所以因此有一天有位姐妹祷告。
And she just feel, wow, our church so many brothers and sisters so unloving.
然后她在祷告当中，她跟神说：“主啊，弟兄姐妹非常不可爱。
”And she had so much doubt that the church is true church of God.
她非常怀疑我们的教会是真的真教会吗
？So as she prayed, she saw a vision.
在她祷告当中，神让她看见一个异象。
And this vision that God erected many pillars from the ground.
然后她看见说神从地里提出许多的柱子。
And on these pillars are different names of church.
然后在这柱子上面有许多不同教派的名称。
And there was a church in the pillar in the middle.
然后在这些群柱当中的中间。
In gold was written True Jesus Church.
然后用金字写着真耶稣教会。
Of course, at that time she was very excited.
当然在那时候她非常的兴奋。
But all of a sudden, God caused a great earthquake to come upon the earth.
然后可是那时候神让地发生了大地震。
And then every single pillar fell, including True Jesus Church.
然后所有的柱子，包括真耶稣教会的柱子都倒了。
And at that time she could not believe it.
在那时候她无法相信。
How can this be?
为什么会这样呢
？Then she prayed to God.
然后她就跟神祷告。
Then another vision appeared.
然后来又有另外一个异象。
This time God put her eyes up to the heavens.
然后那时候神让她的眼看到天上。
Then God erected one more pillar from the ground.
然后神再次从地上提起一个柱子。
And from heaven, there's blood flowing down.
然后在天上有血流下来。
And on a pillar written True Jesus Church.
在那个柱子上面写着真耶稣教会。
And then she realized.
然后她明白了。
We the true church not because we are good.
我们之所以是真耶稣教会，不是因为我们的行为比别人好。
We are the true church because the grace of God is upon us.
我们之所以是真耶稣教会，是因为神的恩惠。
We are saved truly because of His blood.
因为我们是用神宝血所赎来的教会。
That's why when you go to Africa,
所以这也因此，当你到非洲的时候
，You can't help but to believe that we are the only saved church.
你会相信我们是真的真教会。
Because when we go and preach to the people,
因为当我们去跟其他人传福音的时候
，Especially in remote area,
然后尤其是在偏远地方
，People are very humble there. They are very simple.
那边的人心灵非常的单纯。
And all we preach usually just the basic doctrine.
然后我们只是跟他们传基础教义。
And before we preach, we always ask them, "Are you saved?"
然后当我们在传福音之前，都问他说：“你们平安吗？”
They always yell and scream, "Yes, we are saved!" They get so excited.
然后问他说：“你们得救了吗？”他们说：“是的，我得救了。”
After 4 or 5 hours later,
在四五个小时之后
，we ask them, "Are you saved?"
我们在问他们说：“你们得救了吗？”
They're like, "No, we are not saved."
他说：“我们还没有得救。”
Because when we go through the scripture with them,
因为当我们与他们一同查考圣经
，and then they know actually what they've been doing actually is false, has been deceived by Satan.
然后他们才明白说他们的所行所为是被魔鬼所欺骗的。
So that's why when you go to Africa,
所以当你到非洲的时候
，Of course, because their heart is so simple.
即便他们的心灵非常的单纯
，They see many miracles and signs.
然后他们可以看到许多神迹奇事。
The last time I was in Ghana, I built interview 5 members who died and resurrected.
然后在我上次去加纳的时候，我曾访问五位从死里复活的弟兄姐妹。
And the way they tell the testimony is very simple.
他们的见证都非常的简单。
Because in Africa, many people die left and right.
因为在非洲有许多人过世
so, death is very common to them.
死亡对他们来讲是非常平常的事
But for people to be resurrected from their death,
但是复活的人对他们而言
It doesn't happen.
是少见的
So that's why in our church,
然后这也就是我们教会
In the history of Ghana, history of our church in Ghana, 7 members died and resurrected.
然后在加纳教会的历史里面有7位信徒死而复活
This is very wonderful.
这是奇妙的见证。
And I remember one brother.
我记得有位弟兄。
Actually, his name is Avuti.
然后他的名字叫 Avuti.
During that time, he did not know how he did not know our church yet.
在那时候，他不认识任何的教会。
And he go to a different church.
然后他也去不同的教派。
And when he was young, he used to follow his father.
在他年轻的时候，他跟随他的父亲。
And his father is a lumberjack. He cut down trees for a living.
哦，他的父亲是那个伐木工人。
Of course, in Africa, when you cut down trees, you don't have the machinery to take up the root, the trunk.
然后当然在非洲你没有在伐木之后你没有机器能够将树根拔起。
So what they would do, they would burn it.
所以他们就用火将树根烧掉。
So when he's fallen, his father.
所以他就跟他父亲在一起。
Then he strayed to a different direction.
然后他就走不同的方向。
Then he didn't really pay attention.
他也没有特别注意。
And then he fell into, you know, the pit where they're burning the trunk.
所以他不小心就掉到正在烧树根的一个洞里面。
So of course it's full of charcoal.
然后我们可以知道说那个洞里面充满了木炭。
So he told me the minute he fell in, his skin is all melted.
然后他觉得他掉到那木炭充满火的木炭洞的时候，他觉得他的肌肤都融化了。
Of course, when he first fell in, the first thing he wanted to do is to climb up.
因为当他掉进去的时候，他第一个反应就是要赶快爬出来。
When he tried to do this, his hands all melted.
当他试着爬出来的时候，他的手上的肌肤都几乎融化了。
And then he fainted.
然后他就昏厥了。
And then the time he woke up, he's in hospital.
当他醒过来的时候，他已经到了医院。
And his case was so severe, he was in the hospital for 3 years.
因为他的烧伤非常的严重，所以他在医院待了三年。
That is the president of Ghana feels so bad for him that he paid for all his medical bills.
然后在加纳的总统为他的情况感到非常的难过，所以为他支付所有的医药费。
During this time, the doctor told him.
在那个时候，他的医生对他说。
He will live the rest of his life with severe migraine.
然后他将接下来生活将会活在很严重的偏头痛。
He would not have any, cannot have any kids.
而且他也没有办法有。
And he always can have seizures.
他没办法生育，而且会常常会有。
And he always can be, his whole body can be full of pain every single day.
他会时常会癫痫，而且会时常全身抽痛。
If his life was like that.
如果他的生命真的是这样。
Why would he want to continue to live?
他为什么要再活着呢？
But one night he was sleeping.
但有一天他睡觉的时候。
Actually, for him, he originally from Togo.
然后实际上他是从 Togo。
Togo is a French-speaking country.
Togo 是法属的一个国家。
So his first language is French.
所以他先说的是法文。
So during time when he was sleeping.
所以当他睡觉的时候。
And he saw a vision.
他看见一个异象。
This vision, this man in a white robe.
他看见有一个妇人穿着白袍。
Brought him up to heaven.
带他去天堂。
And this man spoke to him.
然后这个人对他说。
And the brother said.And the man spoke to him like in tongues, so I have no idea what he's saying.
那个人用灵言对他说话，所以他不明白他说什么。
So the time is like, why can you speak to me plainly? Can you speak to me so I can understand?
然后所以他就对那个人说，可不可以请你用我听得懂的话对我讲话。
Then time that man took him to a group of people.
所以那个人带他到一群人当中。
They also spoke to him in tongues.
然后那些人也是对他说灵言。
And during time, he have no idea what's going on.
那时候他实在不了解到底发生什么事。
But during time, he saw this word written in French.
然而他却看到有字用法文写的字。
True Jesus Church.
真耶稣教会。
The true church of God.
神的真教会。
For him, during time, he have no idea, you know, who True Jesus Church is or what even True Church exists or not in Ghana.
在那时候，他也不晓得什么是真耶稣教会，他也不晓得加纳是否真的有真耶稣教会。
All he remembers is True Jesus Church.
他只记得真耶稣教会。
That is the church he must go to.
所以他想，这是他必须要去的教会。
Because that is the church of God.
因为那是神的教会。
So during time he was asking people this truth, and all of a sudden, yes.There's one true Jesus in the city.
所以他就开始询问真耶稣教会，有人告诉他说，对我们这个城市里有真教会。
So we went over there.
所以我们就过去了。
And then he opened the door to the chapel.
所以当他开门进到会堂的时候。
And when he heard the brother and sister praying.
他听到弟兄姐妹在祷告。
He just kneeled down and believed.
他就跪下来就相信了。
Because the brother and sister sound exactly like the people in heaven.
因为这些弟兄姐妹祷告的声音就像天上的灵言。
So that's why for us,
这也对我们也是一样的。
We must hold on to what we have.
我们去持守我们的道理。
Do not be deceived.
不要被骗了。
Yes, even though we have entered the narrow way.
即便我们已经进入了窄门。
Even though we come to be baptized.
即便我们已经受洗了。
We receive the Holy Spirit.
我们受圣灵
了。But verse 15 and 20 in chapter 7, Matthew.
但是马太福音第七章十五节说到十五节
Beware of false prophet
要防备假先知
who come to you in sheep clothing
他到你们这里来披着羊皮
but inwardly they are ravening wolves
里面却是残暴的狼
verse 16
十六节
you will know them by their fruits
你借着他们的果子就能认出他们来
do men gather grapes from thorn bush or figs from thistles
荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢
Verse 17.
17节,
Even so, every good tree be a good fruit, but a bad tree be a bad fruit.
这样, 凡好树都结好果子, 唯有坏树结坏果子。
See, a good tree cannot be a bad fruit, nor can a bad tree be a good fruit.
18节, 好树不能结坏果子, 坏树也不能结好果子。
So you can see we must be very careful.
在这边提到说, 我们必须要谨慎,
because there will be prophet, false prophet among us.
因为帐门中间会有假先知,
Even though outwardly, they have sheep clothing on.
然后他们外表披着羊皮,
but inwardly,
在内心里,
they are just like wolves.
他们却是残暴的狼。
So that's why we really must come back to the Bible.
因此我们必须要回归圣经。
Because even for me, I can deceive every single one of you.
因为即便是我, 我也能够欺骗在座的每一个人。
But anyone who speaks the word of God,
但是对于每一个说神话的人,
they must go back to the Bible.
他必须回归圣经,
especially toward the end days.
特别是在末日的时候,
because that's why for those who do not know God,
因为那对那些不认识神的人,
they have no chance to enter the kingdom of God.
他们没有机会进入天国,
for those who do not obey the gospel of God,
对那些不顺从圣经道理的人,
they have no chance to enter the kingdom of God.
他也没有机会进入天国,
but for us,
但对我们而言,
we know God.
我们知道神,
we've been baptized by God.
我们被神洗礼,
we've been born of God.
我们从神重生,
but even then, very scarcely every single one of us can be saved.
然后,
because that the Bible told us.
因为圣经上告诉我们,
on the end days, even the very elect will be deceived.
因为在末日,
and because of this, the righteous one.
因为只有一个正直的人,
that is who we are.
那就是我们,
we are righteous through baptism.
我们要对真理,
we are scarcely saved.
我们要守住真理才能勉强得救。
So that's why I do not think the heavenly kingdom is very easy to enter.
所以我们不要以为很容易就能够进天堂。
Why did Paul have to serve God with trembling and fear?
为什么保罗他是战兢的在侍奉神呢?
Because he knows it's very difficult to enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为他知道进天国是难的。
So that's why for us, we also have need to have this wisdom.
因此我们每一个人要有如此的智慧。
Listen to Matthew chapter 24.
请看马太福音24章。
Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音24章。
24 verse 4.
24章第四节。
And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceive you.
第四节，耶稣回答说， 你们要谨慎， 免得有人迷惑你们。
So during a time when our Lord Jesus Christ sat on the Mount of Olives,
所以耶稣在橄榄山上讲，
the disciple came to him privately and saying him and asking him,
然后他的使, 他的门徒们偷偷地进到他面前，
tell us when will these things be?
请告诉我们， 什么在世界的末了将有怎样的预兆？
And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
您降临和世界末了有什么兆头呢？
So what is the first sign? Jesus told them,
耶稣告诉他们,
take heed that no one deceive you.
要谨慎,
now we must think about this. Actually, nowadays our church has truly been beaten up by Satan.
的确，我们今天我们教会受到魔鬼的攻击。
And sometimes when you go and speak about one true church,
有的时候我们去外面提到真耶稣教会,
members say, no, please do not talk like that anymore.
然后甚至有信徒说, 不要再这样传我们教会了。
Because we do not say we're only one true church.
因为我们不要再说我们是唯一得救的教会了。
Because we're only one of the one true church.
但是我们是唯一的真教会。
Actually, we've been deceived.
然后我们有的时候却被迷惑了。
Some members say that you don't need to be baptized to be saved.
有些信徒说你要受洗就得救了。
Some members say you don't need to receive the Holy Spirit to be saved.
有些人说你要得圣灵就能得救了。
And this is the reality in church right now.
这是我们教会里面的真相。
Because we've been deceived by Satan.
因为我们被撒旦所迷惑。
And how does he deceive us?
那撒旦是如何迷惑我们呢?
Let's go to Revelation chapter 12.
请看启示录12章。
Revelation chapter 12.
启示录12章。
That's why it's so important for us to transform ourselves.
这提到说为什么我们要提升自己的重要性。
When we transform ourselves, we can be in the Spirit of the Lord.
因为当我们提升自己的时候, 我们才能够进入神的灵里。
When we're in the Spirit of the Lord, we can see many things that no one else can see.
当我们进到神灵里面的时候, 就有属灵的眼光看穿世界。
Because when we fill with the Spirit of God, we will have faith and we'll see the things that is invisible.
因为当我们有神的灵在里面, 我们就可以看出欺骗的事情。
That's why John in the book of Revelation,
因此约翰在启示录里面,
every time he filled with the Spirit of God,
每当他感受神的灵的时候,
or he was in the Spirit of the Lord,
或者是他在神灵里面的时候,
or was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord,
或是被神的灵所提升的时候,
he see things that no one else can see.
他能够看见人所看不见的意象,
just like the seven churches.
就像那七个教会,
the reason God can tell him exactly what's going on because he was in the Spirit of the Lord.
然后神之所以让他能够看清楚这七间教会的问题，是因为他在神的灵里面。
Just like the harlot woman.
就像那一个沙漠的妇人。
The reason he can see her sitting on a beast because he was in the Spirit of the Lord.
然后他之所以看到说他能够在那野兽里面，是因为他在神的灵里面。
Just when he saw this a church from Jerusalem.
因为当他看见神的圣城耶路撒冷。
When he saw the heaven Jerusalem.
当他看见属灵的耶路撒冷。
The reason he can see because he was in the Spirit of the Lord.
他之所以能够看见，是因为他在神的灵里面。
So that's why it's so important for us.
所以这对我们来说是非常重要的。
In our church, we have two great weapons.
在我们教会里面有两个重要的武器。
That is the truth.
就是真理。
That is the Spirit of God.
就是神的灵。
With these two things, we truly can see everything, every deception that Satan had put upon us.
只要我们有真理和神的圣灵，那我们就能够看清魔鬼的诡计。
Just like Ezekiel.
就像以西结先知。
When he was in the Spirit of the Lord.
当他在神的灵里面。
The other time God brought him to a valley.
即便神带他去荒谷。
And this valley is full of dry bones.
在这荒谷里面充满了荒谷。
And these bones are the chosen people of God.
这些荒谷是神的选民。
Of course, to Ezekiel, maybe it's impossible for them to be alive.
当然，对以西结来说，他没有办法使他们复活。
But how did God revive them?
但是神如何使这些荒谷复活呢？
Nothing fancy.
没有什么特别的。
Prophesize the word of God to them.
就是对他们说神的预言。
And call for the breath of God.
然后并且求神的灵。
So the breath of God can go into them and become alive.
当神的灵临到他们身上，他们就复活了。
The same thing for us.
对我们来讲也是如此。
Because what we're doing is trying to build a spiritual life.
因为我们最重要的是要建立灵修的生活。
And only the word of God and spirit of God can give us life.
唯有神的道理和圣灵才能给我们灵命。
Of course, sometimes we want to do many things like other churches do.
当然，有的时候我们也希望能够效法其他教会。
Of course, there's nothing wrong to play drum, to play guitar, all those kind of stuff.
当然，弹吉他或者是敲锣打鼓并没有什么错。
But if that's the only thing we have,
但是我们所拥有的
then we're pitiful.
我们不当为自己感到。
And sometimes we want, oh, look at our minister, they only speak Chinese, they need to speak English.
我们不要自卑，觉得说我们只会说英文，只会说中文，英文说不好。
We miss the whole thing altogether.
然而，如果我们这样想，我们就失去了我们的重点。
When I went to the Greek Orthodox Church,
当我来到东正教的时候
，the priests, right? I mean, when you walk into church, everything's all plated with gold.
然后在东正教，当你去会堂的时候，他们的会堂是用黄金装饰的。
And then when you look at the priests,
然后当你看到他们的祭司
，they wear wonderful robe, right? Very beautiful robe.
他们穿着非常美丽的袍子。
And they have the scarves all plated with gold.
然后他们在袍子上还戴着漂亮的领巾。
And they have this humongous Bible.
然后他们翻着一本非常大的圣经。
And the Bible is all plated. The fold of the Bible is all plated with gold.
然后那本圣经也是黄金所装饰着的。
So when they speak.
当他们说话的时候
they speak in Greek,
他们用希腊文讲话
they can speak in Hebrew,
他们用希伯来文讲话
they can speak in Latin.
他们甚至用拉丁文讲道
When I was there for 15 years, I never understand what they say because all the language they speak, I do not understand.
我即便我在那边聚会了15年我从来没有听懂他们所说的道理因为他们用的语言是我所听不懂的
And when they speak, they go up to a high pulpit, right?
然后他们说讲道理的时候，他们到很高的台上。
Everybody look up to them like this.
然后每一个人都得仰望他们。
By the end of the service, you have a stiff neck. That is for sure.
但是聚完会结束的时候，每个人都脖子僵硬。
You can see when you come to a church.
我想说，当我们来教会的时候。
I try to compare the contrast when I first came to Juju Church.
我想比较就是当我来到真耶稣教会的时候。
Of course, outside say, wow, the church is very beautiful.
当然，就表外面来说，我们说我们教会很漂亮。
Because in Boston, we rented a Catholic church. We rented a Catholic church.
因为在波士顿，我们跟天主教教会租了一个会堂。
Then when it's time for us to have service, we went down to the basement.
然后当我们聚会的时候，我们是到地下室聚会的。
First is dark.
然后地下室很暗。
And all of a sudden they pull the chair out, right? And the chair is all rusty.
然后当他们把椅子搬出来，那椅子都生锈了。
Of course, you expect a live human to come out to speak.
当然你会希望说能够有活人在你面前对你讲道。
And they roll out television, right?
然后他们就把电视推出来。
Really, try to compare the contrast between the Greek Orthodox Church I went to.And the church, you know, in Juju Church when I first go there.
如果说我们比较我过去所参与的东正教教化教堂以及真耶稣教会
and 10 years ago they used VCR.、Right?
然后在十年前他们还是使用录影带
You hardly can understand anything they say.
你实在是很难听清楚他们在说什么
Of course, in the minister And the minister translated, they're so stiff, right? They seem like they're just a statue, right? But with words coming out of their mouth, right?
当你看在电视影像当中，你就 看传道和翻译的人都站得直挺挺的， 你觉得好像看着两个雕像在讲话。
But when I listened to the sermon,
但是当我听道理的时候，
I shed many, many tears.
我流了很多的眼泪。
But when I went into the Greek Orthodox Church,
但是当我去东正教的时候，
really, there's nothing there.
在那里我找不到什么。
So that's why for us to not let Satan deceive us.
所以因此我们不要让撒旦来欺骗我们。
Because when Jesus was born,
因为当耶稣降生的时候,
and then Gabriel gave the good news to the shepherd.
加百利对牧羊人传好信息。
And what did he tell him where you can find the Savior?
然后他告诉他你找到救主的记号是什么呢?
Not in the inn, right?
就是在,
the hotel or inn, they call it. Oh, right?
不是在那个旅馆里。
Because there's no more room for him.
因为在旅馆里面已经没有房间了。
Where can you find the Savior?
你要如何找到救主呢?
In a swaddling cloth.
是在布包着的,
in a manger.
放在马槽里。
He was among the animal, the donkeys, whatever. You know, it's so simple.
然后他是被各个牲畜所围绕着。
But that's where you find the Savior.
但这就是你找到救主的记号。
So that's why for us to not let Satan deceive us.
因此我们不要让撒旦欺骗我们。
We do not conform to the other churches outside of us.
我们不要学习效法其他教会。
They need to conform to us.
他们必须要来效法我们。
Because if they conform to us, they will find the way of salvation.
只有他们回归到真耶稣教会的时候，他们才能够找到真道。So
Revelation chapter 12.
在启示录十二章。
Revelation chapter 12.
启示录十二章。
Verse 7 to verse 9.
七节到九节。
Verse 7 to verse 9.
第七节到第九节。
And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angel fought with the dragon, and dragon and his angel fought. Verse 8.
第八节。
But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. Verse 9.
第九节,
so the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. He was cast through the earth, and his angel were cast out with him. So we can see in these three verses, John saw this a war broke out in heaven.
在这里，在这三节当中，约翰看见天上有了大征战。
And Michael and his angel fought against the dragon.
弥迦勒同他的天使与龙征战。
But the dragon did not prevail.
然而这龙却没有得胜。
So they were cast to the earth.
因此他们被丢到地上。
And what is the characteristic of this dragon?
那这蛇的特性是什么呢?
Of course, he is the devil and Satan.
他就是那魔鬼撒旦。
Who deceived the whole world.
就是那迷惑普天下的。
So that's why in the book of Revelation,
也就因此在启示录里,
you can see that the beasts, when they have a crown, they have a diadem in their head. This means it all has about their thought, right? Their strength is to deceive people.
所以因此你看到说在天上的四活物的时候, 他们能,
their strength is to deceive people.
哦,这些, 魔鬼的他有迷惑世界世人的能力。
Because that is the easiest things to do.
因为这是最容易的事。
Because if you deceive their mind, then their heart will follow it.
因为只要我们能够欺骗人, 他们的心就会跟随他们。
And that's the only way he can be deceived, the chosen people of God.
这也就是他们能够欺骗神选民的方法。
So his characteristic is to deceive.
所以因此这蛇的特性就是要欺骗人。
Let's go to Revelation chapter 20.
请翻开启示录20章。
Revelation chapter 20.
20章。
Verse 1 to verse 3.
1到3节。
Verse 1 to verse 3.
1到3节。
Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. Verse 2.
第二节,
he laid hold of the dragon, the serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. Verse 3.
第三节,
and he cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal on him, so that he should deceive the nation no more, till 1,000 years are finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. You can see that during this time, it's the same scene that we have read in chapter 12.
在这边提到就是与十二章类似的景象。
But during this time, we saw that the angel having the key of the bottomless pit.
在这边提到天使拿着无底坑的钥匙。
And there's a great chain in his hand.
并且有一个大链子。
So he laid hold of the dragon.
他抓住那条龙。
That is the serpent of old.
就是那叫,
the devil and Satan.
就是魔鬼撒旦。
He bound him for 1,000 years.
他将他捆绑1,000年。
What does it mean when say he bound him for 1,000 years?
将他捆绑1,000年是什么意思呢?
That is, he set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nation no more.
这就表示说，不让他再迷惑列国。
You can see nowadays.
我们可以看今天。
Satan for sure is not fully released.
我们可以看出撒旦还没有完全被释放。
So it's very, he deceived us very little.
所以他只是轻微的欺哄我们。
But even if he deceived by these little things, how much more on the end days when he's fully released?
如果我们在小事上被魔鬼给欺瞒，那在末日的时候，我们怎能承受得住呢
？Right now, God is bound in him.
但是现在神还抓住捆绑他。
Everyone very freely can come to hear the salvation of God.
所以今天我们可以自由自在的来到神面，来到这里来接受神的救恩。
How many of us really been persecuted?
我们在座有多少人曾经被人逼迫
？See, no, we a lot of time the reason we don't go out and preach the gospel because sometimes we're just too lazy.
有的时候我们没有来教会或者去传福音，只是因为我们偷懒。
And sometimes we're just too shy.
有的时候可能只是我们太害羞。
Sometimes we just really don't know what to say.
有时候只是我们不晓得该怎么说。
But on the end days.
所以，但是在末日的时候。
Even if you want to go out and preach the gospel.
即便你真的想出去传福音。
We will be persecuted.
我们会被逼迫。
Because Satan will put his devil against us.
因为撒旦会将他的恶魔放在我们面前。
Look at in verse 7, chapter 20, verse 7.
请第十七节。
Revelation chapter 20, verse 7.
启示录二十章十七节。
Now when 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison. Verse 8.
第八节。
And will go out to deceive the nation which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle whose number is as the sand of the sea. Verse 9.
第九节。
They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Verse 10.
第十节。
The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire.And brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. So you see in verse 7, when 1,000 years is expired,
在第七节提到说，当那一千年完了
，and then Satan will fully be released.
撒旦必从监牢被监牢里被释放。
And what the first thing he do?
他要做的是第一件事是什么呢
？Go out to deceive the whole nation.
第一个就是迷惑地上四方的列国。
Because he deceived them.
因为他能够欺瞒他们。
Then he Actually, recruit many of them.
并且能够将他们所有人都
Because Gog and Magog mean that is whose number is the sand of the sea. This means so many who will follow Satan.
就表示说他能够将那些被他欺蒙的人给聚集起来。
And what are they going to do?
他们聚集起来做什么呢
？And verse 9.
第九节。
They will go up to the breadth of the earth and surround the camp of the saint and the beloved city.
他们起来遍满了全地围住圣徒的营和蒙爱的城
Actually, on the end days it would be like this.
在末日就像如此
So far I have not found any church that believe in what we preach.
在目前有许多教会还没有相信他们所传的道
Many of them because we believe in one true God.
然后许多人相信有唯一真神
Automatically they put us as a cult.
然后有许多人称我们是异端
So many people even one time when we want to buy a church in Boston.
然后所以在在波士顿，虽然说我们想要帮教会买会堂，
And they want to see a doctrine.
他们会想要看我们的道义。
When a doctrine say we believe one true God, they're not willing to sell the church to us.
当他们发现说我们的教义说我们相信独一的真神，他们就不愿意将会堂卖给我们。
Because they do not want to bring the cult into the community.
因为他们不愿意将邪教放到他们的会
right now is
社区里。
It's nothing right now.
但是目前还没有这种情况。
On the end days when the Satan deceived the nation.
然而当末日，当撒旦迷惑列国的时候
Then it doesn't matter where we go.
不论我们往哪里去
We have Satan surrounded us.
魔鬼就围绕着我们
This means physically maybe it's around our church.
可能就是说就肉身来讲可能魔鬼就围绕着我们教会
Surround our heart.
然后在灵性上可能他们就魔鬼就围绕着我们的心
That's why for me I think the starting of the battle Armageddon is already started.
所以我想那个米迦利亚的那个战争已经开始了。
I see the last minister workshop in Pacifica Church.
然后上一次在太平洋教会的传道者讲习会。
Most of ministers were completely in shock.
然后我们许多传道者都相当的惊讶。
Because some members bring so many different doctrines from other places to bring into our church.
因为有许多的信徒将外教会的教义带到我们的会教会里。
And they think it's okay.
然后他们还觉得自己这样做是对的。
So that's why we need to prepare ourselves.
所以因此我们必须要灵修自己。
And we'll talk to the younger people.
然后我们对年轻人讲话的时候。
How many of them truly believe we're the only safe church?
有多少人真的相信我们是唯一得救的教会呢
？Even talk to the older members.
甚至对老信徒来
说。How many of us truly believe 100% we're the only safe church?
有多少人相信我们是100%唯一得救的真教会呢
？It's very sad.
很难过的。
So that's why we need to fight back.
我们必须要反击。
We cannot stay in the status quo.
我们不能够再如此。
We must transform ourselves.
我们必须要转变我们自己。
So we can have the strength to fight against Satan.
我们才能够有力量来向魔鬼抵挡。
Just like in Revelation chapter 19.
就像启示录第十九章。
Revelation chapter 19.
十九章。
Verse 14.
十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节。
And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, follow him on the white horse.
十四节，在天上的众军骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁，跟随他。
So during this time, John saw the heaven open.
在这个时候，约翰看见天开了。
And behold, a white horse.
然后来了一只白马。
We know that white horse represents the true church of God.
我们知道白马代表着真耶稣教会。
Then he who sat on his white horse was called faithful and true, and righteousness he judged and made war.
然后骑在白马上的称为诚信真实，他审判征战都按着公义。
And this one who is faithful and true is our Lord Jesus Christ.
这位诚信真实的就是主耶稣。
He will use this white horse.
他会用这匹白马。
He will use our church as a tool.
他会用我们教会当做他的兵器。
To fight against his enemy.
来向他的敌人仇敌打战。在十二节。
His eyes were like flame of fire.
他的眼睛如火焰。
And on his head were many crowns.
他的头上戴着许多冠冕。
He's had a name written that no one knows except himself.
又有写着的名字，除了他自己，没有人知道。
And he was clothed with white robe dipped in blood.
他穿着溅了血的衣服。
And his name is called the Word of God.
他的名叫称
为神之道。Then who followed this God?
那是谁跟随这个神呢？
His army.
就是他的军队。
His army is in heaven.
他的军队在天上。
And for this army to follow him, they must clothe in fine linen.
然后他的军队都穿着细麻衣。
It must be white and clean.
穿着洁白的细麻衣。
And we follow him on what? On white horses.
然后才能够跟着那骑着白马的。
We also will use the church.
然后也就是我们的教会。
Because that's why sometimes people say we want to leave the church but not our faith.
然后有时候我们会觉得说我们因为没有信心所以我们要离开教会。
We are contradicting ourselves.
然后这是自我矛盾的。
The minute we leave Jesus Church,
许多人离开教会。
We have left our Lord Jesus Christ.
是因为我们没有耶稣。
Because Jesus Church is the body and the bride of Christ.
因为真耶稣教会是耶稣的身体。
So on the end days,
因此在末日。
If you are army of heaven,
如果我们是神天上的部队。
You must ride on these white horses.
我们必须骑在这匹白马上。
And our linen must be clean and white.
我们的细麻衣必须洁白。
If our linen is not clean and white,
如果我们没有穿在洁白的细麻衣，
and then you belong to that army.
那我们就属于另外一个部队的。
If you're not riding on a white horse,
如果我没有骑在白马上，
you belong to that army.
我们就属于另外一支部队的。
And that army will fight against the army in heaven.
那支部队就是要攻击天国部队的。
So that's why we must think and reflect about this.
所以我们必须要仔细思考。
We are the chosen people of God.
我们是神的选民。
And we know the God we worship.
我们知道我们要敬拜的神。
And from young, God have teach us the way of salvation.
从小神就教导我们得救的道理。
So do not be deceived by Satan.
所以不要被魔鬼迷惑。
If we are deceived by Satan,
如果我们被魔鬼迷惑，
then on the end days,
在末日，
we end up fighting one another.
我们最后是彼此相争。
Because we will become enemies of one another.
我们会成为彼此的仇人。
Because it's only two armies you can join.
因为这是最后只有两支部队。
That is the army of Satan.
就是魔鬼的部队。
That is the Gog and Magog.The Gog and Magog that we read earlier, right? Or the heavenly army.
或者就是天国的部队。
But if we do not transform ourselves,
但如果我们没有自我改变，
if we do not transform our lives,
如果没有提升我们的生活，
for sure our garment cannot be clean, white and white.
如果我们能够这么做，我们就能够穿着洁白的细麻衣。
Then by default, we'll go with the army, right, of Satan.
这样我们就不会去参加魔鬼的部队。
But of course, we have faith.
当然我们要有信心。
Then none of us will fall from heaven.
我们就不会从天上被掉下来。
Every single one of us on the end days.
然后我们每一个人在末日的时候，
with confidence we will ride this white horse.
就能够很自信的参加这匹白马。
And go and fight against the enemy.
然后一同去击打魔鬼。
And because our Lord Jesus Christ is the leader.
因为主耶稣基督就是我们的元帅。
We will go and conquer and conquer.
然后我们会不断的得胜又得胜。
This is the faith in every single one of us.
这就是我们当有的信心。
Let's bow and pray together.
请一同低头默祷。
Amen.